Imagine losing $70,000 in a single trade, watching your life savings evaporate while simultaneously experiencing profound personal tragedy. This was Kevin Davies' reality before he transformed from a struggling trader into a three-time World Cup Championship of Futures Trading winner. His journey from NASA aerospace engineer to algorithmic trading champion wasn't a straight line to success. It was paved with devastating failures that would have broken most people. What makes this story so compelling is how these catastrophic losses became the foundation for a revolutionary trading approach that has influenced titans like Ray Dalio and earned recognition from Jane Street and Renaissance Technologies. The turning point came during a perfect storm of personal and financial disaster. Within days of losing his first son to stillbirth and his father to illness, Davy made an impulsive trade on live cattle futures following the 2003 mad cow disease announcement, losing $5,400 in minutes. This rock-bottom moment forced a complete reevaluation that would change everything. What if the problem wasn't the market, but his approach to it? After devastating losses, Davy transformed his trading career by shifting from discretionary to systematic trading. Instead of relying on gut feelings, he developed rigorous, rules-based systems that eliminated emotional decision-making. In 2004, he tested trading ideas using TradeStation's backtesting capabilities. His breakthrough came with a trend-following system based on breakout patterns and sophisticated stop-loss mechanisms. Davy's edge was his meticulous walk-forward analysis, testing thousands of parameter combinations across various market conditions to ensure his systems weren't curve-fitted to past data. The results proved remarkable. His live trading matched backtesting projections, leading to three consecutive top two finishes in the World Cup Championship, with returns exceeding 100% annually. This principle extends beyond trading. Emotional decision-making undermines success in business, relationships, and personal finance. The discipline to follow a well-tested system rather than react emotionally to short-term events often determines success. To win a trading championship, Davy calculated he needed 100% annual returns, accepting potential 75% drawdowns. While professionally reckless, this strategy suited competitions where only final placement matters. His 2005 championship journey exemplified trend trading's volatility. After early losses and a 40% drawdown, he caught major trends in Japanese yen, copper, and coffee, nearly tripling his account by December. The next year, a single copper trade delivered 95% of his annual profit, despite seven subsequent losing months. This pattern reveals trend trading's essence. Months of losses can be overcome by capturing few major trends. Success isn't about consistent wins. It's about proper position sizing and maintaining discipline through drawdowns until significant opportunities emerge. The principle extends beyond trading. In business, relationships, and personal growth, weathering extended drawdowns often separates success from failure. The toughest way to make easy money. That's how Davy describes full-time trading after his 2008 transition. The fantasy of effortless income and abundant free time quickly dissolved against reality. Success demanded crucial elements: self-confidence to weather drawdowns and failed strategies, and substantial capital. Davy started with far too little, noting another trader's recommendation of $2 to $3 million as reasonable. Probability theory shows smaller capital eventually leads to ruin. Maintaining 3 to 5 years of living expenses separate from trading capital proved vital, as did his spouse's complete support. The schedule was unexpectedly demanding, monitoring markets around the clock and pursuing ideas whenever inspiration struck, ultimately consuming more time than his corporate career. This reality check extends to all entrepreneurial ventures. The promised freedom of independence comes with increased responsibility and often more intense work than traditional employment. Davy treats system development like a factory operation, using a structured process where strategies must meet specific criteria. He completely discards failed ideas instead of tweaking them, preventing curve fitting and hindsight bias. Development begins with SMART goals, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound targets that guide the process. Entry and exit rules are kept simple with minimal parameters. While entries matter more for short-term trading, exits often have greater impact on overall profitability. Quality data is essential. Daily bar systems require 10 years of data with 30 to 100 trades per rule. Initial testing uses 1-2 random years to avoid bias. Validation employs walk-forward analysis, optimizing parameters on historical data before testing on adjacent periods. Monte Carlo simulation then reveals how random trade sequencing affects results. A 3 to 6 month incubation period precedes live trading, creating emotional distance and exposing potential issues. This systematic approach applies beyond trading to any complex decision-making process where thorough testing often determines success. Many traders adopt algorithms thinking they'll eliminate emotions, but feelings still influence many aspects of trading beyond entry and exit signals. System implementation involves emotional choices like timing based on equity curves or mid-trade entry. The solution is establishing clear rules beforehand, for example, starting after successful incubation regardless of equity position. Exit criteria should be predetermined, not decided during losses. Davey suggests documenting specific conditions like maximum drawdown limits or equity trendline breaks. Making these commitments public increases accountability. Even with mechanical systems, emotions can lead to selective trade taking or premature entries. Trading multiple systems simultaneously helps maintain discipline by making manual override more difficult. When technical issues occur, quickly sync positions using market orders rather than seeking optimal prices. Davey's experience shows that systematic approaches still require vigilance. Once, an uncancelled limit order executed at 5 a.m., creating an unwanted position and $550 loss, proving that automated trading does not mean unattended trading. This challenge extends beyond trading. In any systematic approach, like diet plans or business processes, emotions can override intentions. Success requires building safeguards against our psychological vulnerabilities. The most profound lesson from Davey's journey isn't about trading techniques. It's about how systematic thinking transforms outcomes. Success comes from methodical development, testing, and unwavering discipline, not market intuition or secret indicators. The trading personalities he identifies, from Don Demo to Paul the Predictor, reveal psychological traps we all face when we might delude ourselves about our capabilities. His cake analogy is instructive. Trading strategy forms the base, while psychology and position sizing are the icing. Perfect psychology can't save a flawed strategy, but combined with proven methods and proper risk management, sustainable success becomes possible. This systematic thinking extends to careers, relationships, and personal growth. By developing clear decision criteria, testing approaches, and maintaining discipline through setbacks, we can navigate life's complexity with greater clarity. Davey's journey reminds us that sustainable achievement comes from embracing failure as education, developing robust systems, and maintaining discipline when emotions urge otherwise. The path to extraordinary results begins with systematic thinking and following your system even when it feels wrong.